Welcome to the Madera Tribune Podcast. I'm your host, Nugase Gebrendrius, and today we have a special guest. We have a community outreach coordinator here in Madera, Omer Javed, and he is going to talk to us about a whole host of various things. Omer, do you want to go ahead and introduce
yourself? Yeah, sure. So my name is Omer Javed. I do some community outreach for the Madera Islamic Center. I was born in Madera. I went to high school in Madera. Went to college and I came back to Madera and I was looking for some ways to get involved in the community. So I was asking some of my mentors, like, hey, what should I do? Who should I talk to? Who should I get involved with? And one of them told me that find something that you like and run with it and just stick to it. So I'm kind of someone that enjoys or gets gratification out of like feeding my family or cooking for them. So I said, why not? What would be a better project than to start the Feed the Hungry project? So we started doing that with my mosque, like I was saying. It's something that we do every month. We've been doing it for about 3 years. So something that's interesting about us is that typically most of the people doing this kind of stuff, they're like older, retired people. Yeah. Our group is all like people in their 20s or 30s. Uh-huh. So it's really awesome to see younger people get together and give back to the community. Luckily enough, we partner with the Madera County Food Bank. They're an integral part of our organization and, you know, the project that we do. We also partner with the Madera Coalition for Community Justice. They provide us volunteers for our projects. You know, in Thanksgiving, this is just right around the corner. We actually give out poultry. So each family kind of gets like a Thanksgiving box or at least like some kind of poultry. Of course, turkeys are too expensive. So we do give out chickens. We usually give out 50 to 100. And the interesting thing is like us as Muslims, we don't necessarily celebrate Thanksgiving. Right. It's not one of our holidays. But we still believe that, you know, we need to help our neighbors. That was one of the reasons why we started the project. Also, on that side of town, there aren't really too many distributions. Mm-hmm. So people see the line and they just come and get in line. And it's very easy. We try to make it as easy as possible for the people to get the food. All they need to do is give us their name and how many people are in their household.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing you brought up, which I thought was really interesting, you know, that a lot of the colleagues that you work with are relatively young,
yeah.
You know, including yourself. So, you know, where does that come from? Where does the motivation come from in terms of...
So I would honestly have to say it comes from my dad. So growing up, my dad always instilled it in us to like give back to the community. Back home in Pakistan, where Pakistani, my dad came from a village and he would have to study by candlelight. So like as I grew up and got older, I realized my dad didn't really care. Like, and of course... Like, my dad's my hero. He's my role model. So I realized that he didn't necessarily care, like, how much money I made or what I like, obviously, I need to be a good person.
Of course.
But he was always impressed by, like, giving back to the community. So I think that's kind of where the mentality came. And then also just wanting to make an impact in the community. I see so many other... and I'm just, because I do this through my church or our mosque, I see so many other religious organizations that do so much amazing like stuff for the community. And to, for lack of better words, our Muslim community was behind in that sense. So I kind of wanted to get with the times as well too. We're a big part of the community. The city of Madera actually recognized us for like a Muslim Awareness Month. And the food drive and all the you know, business owners and doctors and, you know, people that are not only taxpayers, but they have an active role in the community. We have so many doctors, you know, people that own like liquor stores, businesses, cell phone places, and they're all Muslim. So we for sure are an underrepresented or misrepresented community. And we wanted to, you know, we wanted people to see what we do. And how we're a part of the community as well, too. Because it's this community, it's like a lot of people I know don't talk the best about Madera because it's a small city or there aren't that many jobs. Mm-hmm. But we are a very tight-knit community.
Right.
And I think that's the reason why, you know, when I got done with college, I wanted to stay in Madera. Yeah, of course, you know, I could live in Fresno. But it's nice to live in a small town where, you know you can make an impact. Sometimes it's annoying going out and seeing everybody at Walmart that you know, but other than that, it's a great place to live, in my opinion.
Now, that's a great topic and comment about, you know, the community being maybe misrepresented, maybe underrepresented.
Right.
Now, can you talk about the community feedback? Now, you've been doing this for a long time.
I mean, right,
even
3 years.
During COVID, I remember you were giving out PPE and things right. like that. So, you know, what has been the feedback from community members, just from what you've heard
so,
or your colleagues?
What I would say that the community feedback, of course, is good. But people, they want us to do things that they're going to benefit from. They want more than just food. And you bought up like the PPE. You know, we've gave out hand sanitizers. We've gave out warm clothing. So there's a lot of need for not only just food. And it is one, I speak a little bit of Spanish. A few of the other people, that, other than the volunteers, they all speak Spanish. But there was a little bit of a barrier. It's not, and I know like language is not always like the number one way of communication. Don't get me wrong, we can communicate through all different kinds of ways. But it was a little bit of a barrier for us to be able to kind of talk to people. But then over time, people started giving us more feedback like, oh, this is amazing. We're happy you guys do this. And, you know, when we were starting, we were just always like, it's not that it was very difficult, but, you know, us having no experience doing this, it was a little stressful at the beginning, to say the least.
Right.
And now it's like smooth. It's very smooth on how we do it. But individuals came to us and they were like, oh, this is amazing. You know, I have kids. It's interesting you brought up during the pandemic, because, you know, you would think, okay, it's a food distribution line. This is, and I'm going to be honest about that, this is what my conception was, that maybe people aren't going to be in the best cars, or they're going to be like, I don't know, like rattered, tattered clothing or something like that. And believe it or not, it's not really like that. There's just a lot of everyday normal people that either fall on hard times or are just looking for extra help. So it's good to know that we're helping everyday individuals. You know, people that are, you know, their husband works and the wife is taking care of the kids that they have at home, and, you know, people just living a normal life. It's really an amazing, gratifying feeling. To be able to give back to the community and to hear some of the feedback that they tell us. And I don't know if you've seen us on Facebook or not, but people are like constantly, like, I'll get messages like, oh, did you guys already have the event? You know, can we get some boxes? And usually the sad thing is everything we have kind of gets distributed like very fast. Like our drive is supposed to go from like 9 to 12, but we're usually done by like 10, 10:30. Because there's such a big need.
Mm-hmm.
And like the line goes from, I don't know if you're too familiar with where our mosque is, but it's like on 17 and 26. And sometimes the line goes from like our mosque to past this high school to like almost into the neighborhoods.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's amazing to really be able to give back, because you don't realize what people are really going through.
Right. Now, I'm sure that signals for your organization that things have potential to grow. So I'm assuming, you know, in your next events, and you can speak on those, do you look to, you know, gather more items? Do you look to expand maybe to a second day or?
So yeah, ultimately, those would be some of the plans. So the way our, and I want to kind of streamline this, and I want to kind of explain it to you in a way to simplify it for people, because I believe more people can do stuff like this with their organizations. I was honestly lucky enough that I had a mentor, same guy that told me to, that I was talking about, that told me to run with it. He actually does the same type of food drive with the Fresno Islamic Center. So I just copied everything he told me to do. Like, I always give him credit for it, because he told me what to do. I just, you know, did everything, whatever he told me to do. And whenever I needed advice, I called him and he would give me advice, and pretty much just copied that. But we've talked about doing another day. Sometimes we're a little bit short on manpower. That's why we partnered with the organization. The bad thing about everybody being in their 20s or 30s is they have careers, they have jobs, they have college. So I can't force somebody that's in the middle of finals to come and help us volunteer, and I wouldn't feel right about doing that. But the good thing about it is we have, like, they're all younger people, so their ideas are, like, all the time very fresh, very relevant. Hey, why don't we make... why don't we make like jerseys for everybody? Let's do this. Let's get coffee for the volunteers. You know, let's do all these little things that maybe sometimes I don't think about just because I'm like trying to handle the event, like in giving the food out. But it really helps to have more people. Something that we also do I don't know if it's going to happen this year, is that we do a clothing drive. So like a warm clothing drive before we were buying the clothes, because someone that we knew had a store, and he would give us the clothes for very cheap. But we were planning on maybe doing something like that this year, but I don't think that's going to happen this year, unfortunately. And then, you know, we have other events like I was talking about the poultry giveaway we're going to be doing. We're actually going to be having some of the city council members come and, you know, give out some of the food with us and take some pictures. And It's nice to see that, you know, our community in Madera, like I called Mr. Garcia and he was like totally open to the idea. No hesitation at all. He was like excited. So it's good to know that we have that kind of support in the community as well.
Definitely. Now, lastly on this topic here, like you mentioned, you know, the manpower is seemingly an issue. What do you think volunteers get out of, you know, assisting in an event like this or assisting in a cause like this?
That's a good question. So we try to take care of our volunteers very well. What I mean by that is, of course, you know, since we are giving out food, we give them a lot of extra food, to say the least. But then we also partner with other like businesses or organizations or like realty firms or mortgage firms, because I'm in business, you know, I'm a business person. I'm an entrepreneur. Everybody has a brand that they're building, and everybody wants to maintain a certain image with that brand. So from a business standpoint, doing stuff like this is very advantageous, for your business and your brand and building your image. So I think it's like common sense. And I've had some people tell me like, oh, wow, like I wish you would have invited us sooner, because people don't have like these kinds of opportunities knocking at their door. Like I had to put in the hard work to build this this project or this organization. And, you know, I want to pick and choose who I associate with me. But there are advantages of associating with certain people and, you know, bringing more awareness to the community about some of the issues that are going on. You know, we even have people giving out like information about other like pandemic related stuff, vaccination related stuff. We have organizations that also partner with us and do that. But thank God, ever since we started working with the Madera Coalition, we haven't had a problem or an issue with having enough volunteers. We usually have enough, and luckily enough, we've had people that are like just waiting in their car. Like sometimes when we're short-handed, I'll just go ask them, be like, hey, can you help us? We'll give you some extra food. And like, unless like the person's like not feeling well or something like that, they're usually pretty willing to help us, which is also amazing too. We actually have like some regulars. So it's interesting too that how you can make friends as humans, just showing a little bit of care and significance. Like there's this one guy who's been coming from the beginning, and we just call him Senor, but he's like, we've met all of his family, we've met his brother, like they've all came and helped us. And it's amazing seeing his family grow and stuff too. And you know, seeing the impact that we know that those kids that he has are going to be eating, having a little bit better meal maybe than they were before. And like I was saying too, he's like a business owner himself too. Like it just, people just fall on hard times, you know?
Well, I agree, definitely.
And things are so expensive and stuff, inflation, all that different kind of stuff. So it doesn't hurt to have this kind of assistance.
I think it's important that, like you said, it can happen to any individual. Like you mentioned, you know, the individuals that you had seen, it wasn't the typical maybe person down on their luck.
But right.
Maybe just a normal person like you and I who
yeah.
could use that boost there.
Yeah, right.
And I think it's definitely a testament to the community of Madera, you know, their closeness, things like that. So, no, it's great to hear. And, you know, for our listeners who are interested in, you know, joining this cause, you know, we'll put Omer's information in the podcast so you can get a hold of him and definitely be a part of that mission. But I wanted to switch gears. You know, you had mentioned that you're a businessman and entrepreneur. Now, you know, we had a discussion about some of your financial expertise. Can you talk about that a little bit and kind
sure.
of how you can assist Maderans in that respect?
Sure, sure. Awesome. So I've actually been working in financial services for about 7 years now. I work with WFG, World Financial Group. We're one of the premier financial services companies here in the nation, U.S., Canada, Puerto Rico, all 50 states. So it was a really eye-opening experience starting to work in the financial industry. I've seen that a lot of people that I thought that they had their stuff together, I thought that they knew everything. My expectation was totally wrong. So it's amazing working in this industry, but it's very sad to know that most people don't learn about these basic financial concepts. I went to University of California, Irvine, which is a pretty prestigious school. They didn't teach me any of this stuff there. They taught me how to live a 9-to-5 job and live paycheck to paycheck. So it was really eye-opening for me when I started with our firm, and I came in and I just wanted to learn some basic financial concepts. I was like, all right, I'm going to be ahead of my, I might be able to teach my dad something. I'll, you know, tell my brother and sister, and maybe I'll share it with some friends. Then I realized that, hey, a lot of people do not know this information. Then I realized, hey, you know, I can make pretty good money doing this. And then I realized, okay, if I work hard, I could turn this into a career and I could retire even on this. And I could retire on this. And now I am personally at a point in my career where I want to help as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. I've done the legwork, and, you know, I know how important these concepts are. And most people have questions about this kind of stuff. Believe it or not, though, some people are just embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Because they haven't necessarily made the right money decisions, or they haven't made the right financial decisions. So when they sit down with me, they realize what they could be doing better. It's with any other business or any other thing that you do in life, it just requires some kind of effort. Mm-hmm. And I believe anybody that can put in some time and effort can also become successful in this industry as well, too. There's a lot of people that start part-time. I started part-time, and then, you know, they start making an impact in their community. They start getting paid very well for it as well, too. Mm-hmm. So it's very rewarding to see, like, you know, when I'm seeing some of my clients retire now that I've been in the business for 7 years, it's very rewarding to see that they have made the right choices, that they're going to be taken care of. And, you know, my clients are important to me. A lot of them are family, friends, or, you know, I like to call them, you know, even if I maybe met them somewhere, they've become my friends. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very rewarding in that sense as well.
Now, how can listeners get a hold of you? Where can they contact you?
Good question. So I can probably give you one of my cards. You can post that in there. My cell phone number is 559-706-0808. But I would like to encourage listeners... someone you know probably knows me. Ask them about me. Get some experiences. Have them tell you. I have some reviews online as well, too, that maybe we could share. And ask them. Have them tell you about how I was able to share some concepts with them and share some financial advice with them as well, too. And I actually have a couple tips or tricks, whatever you want to call it, that I want to share with the listeners as well, too. Because I think some of these basic concepts people maybe overlook. And I think if you stick to some of these basic things that I'm going to discuss with you guys, it can have a big impact in your finances. So the first thing is going to be start saving today. You need to have an emergency fund. I don't know if you remember during the pandemic, and you can chime in or ask me questions at any time as we're going through. So I don't know if you remember that during the pandemic, they had a statistic going around that like 7 out of 10 people or 6 out of 10 people don't have $600 worth of an emergency fund. So it's very, very crucial. Today, it's a rainy day. We were just kind of talking about this. Do you have money that, hey, if you need to go get a new tire or something for your car, you're going to be stranded on the side of the road? So there's all different reasons on why you need to have an emergency fund, you know, if something breaks down around your house. The next thing I want to encourage listeners to do is to make a budget and stick with it. It's very, very difficult to, it's very, very easy to get out of your budget and spend on things that aren't necessary. But make sure that you stick to your budget, because little changes can have a big effect in the long run. So that's really something very simple that you can do, or easy, but you can have a big effect. Next, I want to encourage people, going back to what I was talking about earlier about financial education, I want to encourage people to get a financial education, to make sure that you understand how your finances works. How your finances work. And I'll give you guys a little example or a story. I had a client, and she basically didn't really understand how her 401k worked, what were some of the rules and regulations. And she took some money out, not realizing how much she was going to have to pay in penalties and taxes. And she was not very happy about that situation. But that goes back to, if you do not understand how finances work and how financial products work, you're probably not going to either invest in them, or you're going to make decisions that aren't going to benefit you. Also, at my firm, we offer financial classes. That's one of the things that's very unique about my firm. Most financial advisors would not want their clients to know everything. Mm-hmm. But we want our clients to know everything, because we believe that you can make financial decisions for yourself, but you just need to have the basics and understand the concepts. Three more things. Make sure that you set financial goals that are meaningful. One of the things that I help my clients do when we're doing their budget is that we do some goal setting. This could be to pay for your kids' education, pay off your home, save for retirement, save for a home. One of the number one mistakes people make when they're setting goals is that they don't set a date. So also make sure that you set a date when you set your financial goals, like, I want to have the house paid off by this and this date, or I want to save for, you know, my trip that I'm taking in August or something like that. And then also make sure you save for retirement. We are living longer and longer. Life expectancies are going up. God willing, maybe one day they'll find a cure for cancer or something like that too. So you want to make sure that you don't outlive your savings. And then lastly, review and update your financial plan regularly. So what are called major life events, graduations, marriage, retirement, birth of a baby, all these different kinds of stuff, you should relook at your financial plan and update it. It's really a financial plan, and a lot of people are like, what is this? And it's just an easy way for you to guide yourself with your money.
Well, I could definitely use a lot of these tips, like you said, I mean, there's a much higher percentage than we actually realize, just in terms of people actually needing financial assistance. And so, you know, I'm sure our listeners are going to take this information and hopefully give you a call, because it's definitely important, especially nowadays, just because, you know, with the pandemic, you know, health care is incredibly important and costly a lot of times. So that's definitely good to know there. Now, Omer, do you have any last words for our listeners here?
So just a couple of tips and just a couple of last things I want to close with. So a lot of people, I want to encourage everyone, number one, to sit down with a financial advisor. But I want you to encourage you guys to sit down with someone who really understands your family's needs and your family's goals. And then when they do give you advice, make sure you listen to it. They know what they're talking about. And then also, when you're working with an advisor, you want to pick someone you know and trust, but you also want to pick someone who is working with reputable companies and who prioritizes your family's financial health. For me, someone's financial health is just as important as their physical health. So it's really important that, you know, I prioritize my clients and really understand what their goals and needs are. And then lastly, I want to encourage more people to get involved in the community. I am not like more hardworking or more better looking or more, you know, intelligent than anybody else. The only difference in me and maybe some other people is that I had a goal of what I wanted to do, and I made a plan and I executed it. So I want to encourage more people to get involved with the community. And then on just in closing for a little last closing quote, small changes you make in your financial situation can have a big impact in the future.
Well, I definitely want to take that into heart myself. And, you know, I hope the listeners, and I'm sure they did, really took that as well. And like we both said, you know, we'll include Omer's information in the podcast post. So if you want to get a hold of him, whether it's financial advice or if you want to get involved within the community, you know, Omer's the guy. So thank you to our listeners on this edition of the Madera Tribune podcast. We'll be back next week with another exciting guest. If you have any questions, please reach out to our social media platforms. But as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.